This is a podcast from Rover.
Clint, Meg, and Dan's Producer's Diary.
Kia ora, it's producer Brock here with some of the best bits of this week, kicking things off with a bit of insight into the types of conversation Clint likes to have with his family.
Next, nut chat with my mum.
Usually you do this off here, Clint.
It's not involved sugared almonds.
Even that.
From Clint's nuts to Dan's ass, these guys will share all their concerns with the nation.
This happens to me literally every party or get together I go to. I turn up when there's a dog.
Yeah,
and it ends up sniffing my ass. I swear on my life, I had showered before
shower.
I came out.
No, I don't believe you.
I swear.
No, you didn't. But obviously not. Didn't clean enough.
But I don't know what it is about me, but every time I go to a dog, they just go straight. It's either the front or the back end. Maybe I need to get looked at.
Yuck, Dan.
I don't know.
Oh, just when you hope that was all the toilet chat we had this week, Dan did do his own experiment with hugging randoms in the bathroom.
Hello, welcome to the toilet. Come here. Come here, you. Come here. You going to come in for a wee?
Yeah.
Okay, get in there, boy. Get in there. Hit that dinger, Clint. We've got one hug. Hello, what's your name? Come here. Come here. Come in here.
You washed your
hands? No, I've not. Why? I've always
said... You wiped your hands on me.
I've always said, why wash hands when you can have a beautiful hug?
Daniel.
So weird, Dan. So weird.
Sometimes I just give myself the ick.
You're not the only one, buddy. At least Meg has a bit of decorum and will even try and teach you a thing or two.
Say, Clint rings me. Oh my God, I'm in jail. Oh, pay for my bond. And I'm like, okay, I'll pay $10,000. So I pay $10,000 to get you out. I get that back when you turn up to court for your hearing. But if you don't come to court, they keep that $10,000.
Yeah.
Mark it down, 10th of April.
Oh, God, the first smart thing I said. What?
No, well, you knew something Dan and I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I know a lot that you... Remember El Nino?
Who?
Brilliant.
Meg, so close yet so far. But lucky for Meg, she's finally received a package she's been waiting 2 years for.
Oh, wow.
The Elon Musk perfume that smells like burnt here.
The label did stay true to what it claimed, and Meg was brave enough to even spray herself with it.
One, two... Three,
four, seven.
Oh my God, that's the most disgusting smell I've ever smelled in my life.
It smells like Meg smoked a pack of cigarettes late last week and hasn't washed.
Yep.
Meg keeps gagging every time she sniffs the nozzle.
Don't worry, Meg, we all make mistakes. Like when Clint interrupted your serious conversation about Rebel Wilson's new book.
In that book, there is a chapter on Sacha Baron Cohen, the actor that she went with, that she alleges said to her she should be naked and she wanted him. He wanted her to do things during set. He denies it.
High five!
Oh, sorry.
Jeez, in fact.
I was just moving some stuff around.
Oh, God, that was the wrong time to play that clip.
So inconsiderate. I'll try in with a high with Dan once again showing why he's the best singer of the show by nailing Benson Boone's song while playing our game Hit the Spot. If you haven't heard of it before, you have to sing along to a song while you can't hear it, and when it comes back, you have to be singing on time. I'll let Dan demonstrate.
I've got peace and I've got love, but I'm up all night thinking I just might lose it all.
Here we go.
God, that was good. Should we hear it again?
Please!
Since you are so nice, yeah, I'll even play it without Benson Boone.
Lose it all.
Here we go.
Please! Stay!
You are good, Dan. You are good. That pretty much wraps up the producer diaries for the week. I'll leave you with Meg's quote of the week.
If the dogs are sniffing, the ass is whiffing.
Nice work, Brock.
Amen.
That's great.
Thank you, Brock. I know that takes a long time to put together. Appreciate you. I think Meg came out on top this week. Would be my vote.
So who came out the lowest?
Well, it's one of us, mate.
Oh, yeah. I think the high five to sexual assault probably.
Yeah, that was I would say.
That would probably
almost
be
cancelable.
Yeah.
I didn't really have time to explain that, but sometimes when you move things, you got to click, hold, and drag.
Hey.
But when you click and then release the mouse, it plays. It doesn't drag. And it was like, I was. Anyway.
Yeah, you're over explaining me.
Yeah, I know.